AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Bill Clinton was among those taking part in ceremonies marking the 20th anniversary of the massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys by Bosnian Serb troops in Srebrenica, Bosnia. During his speech, Clinton noted that Serbia's prime minister was at the ceremonies.
As a friend of Bosnia, I want to thank the prime minister of Serbia for having the courage to come here today. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that.
But later, when the prime minister tried to lay flowers at the memorial where the 8,000 are buried, the crowd became angry, throwing water bottles and other objects, driving him and his security out of the site. Spokeswoman says one rock hit him in the face, breaking his glasses. Greek negotiators are in Brussels carrying a proposal that includes tax increases, government spending cuts in order to get billions in euros to stave off the collapse of the economy. AP's Derek Katopoulos reports from Athens.
The pressure's on Greece because Greece's banks are closed, so the economy is basically tanking as long as the banks stay closed. We need a deal to get more emergency assistance for the banks. Greece is definitely pressing for a deal by Sunday night.
A source close to the negotiations says creditors have found the Greek package under certain conditions as a basis for discussion. Secretary of State John Kerry, Iran's foreign minister, meeting again in Vienna at nuclear talks to whittle away at disputes that have led to four extensions of those latest rounds of negotiations. Serena Williams shoots for her sixth Wimbledon title today, taking on Garbiñe Muguruza, who beat Williams in the second round of last year's French Open.
We had a tough match the last time we played, and she's given me problems in the past.
If she wins, Williams will complete a self-styled Serena Slam and stay on course to win a true Grand Slam. This is AP Radio News. Another 88,000 Dodge Challengers added to a growing list of airbag recalls. Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Fiat Chrysler has already issued recalls for some 2 million vehicles in the U.S. because of potentially dangerous airbags made by Takata. Now it's adding tens of thousands of Dodge Challengers, model years 2008 to 2010. Takata's airbag inflators can explode in a crash, injuring drivers and passengers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Fiat Chrysler will notify owners next month and then will send a second notification when replacement parts are available. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More than a million people have evacuated cities and towns along the southeastern coast of China as a typhoon with 100-mile-per-hour winds and heavy rain rolls ashore. The storm injured some 20 people in Japan and brought wind and rain to the northern Philippines as well as Taiwan. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.